30. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Back here for this final quarter of action as Mountain Home is leading 48-42. That was an exciting third quarter, one in which Flippin scored 21 points and Mountain Home scored 13. Started out slow for Mountain Home, but towards the end there, they picked the pace back up, the defensive intensity picked back up, and you can see it in the turnovers.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see Mountain Home as Flippin's going to come and run and jump as Rose is going to get the ball to Ryder McLean in the left wing. Ryder's going to drive, take it to the deal. It's going to go up, and it is going to be off the glass. No good, but they are going to call a foul. Looks like they're going to get 25. Aiden Hodges on the foul. It's going to send Ryder McLean to the line. Good job attacking the issue there for Ryder. First free throw up. No good. Well, Mountain Home is 2 for 7 right now. Free throws in the second half. It makes it 3-8 as Ryder gets the second one to go. 49-42. Mountain Home leading as Mountain Home is now going to show pressure. Wire going to throw it deep to Tucker Thompson. Tucker is going to throw it up. And they're going to give him a blocking call as Ethan Rosa tried to slide in underneath.
Yeah, he was just a little late.
I agree with that. Ethan Rosa going to be called for his first foul. That is going to be team's first of this fourth. First free throw up by Tucker Thompson is going to be up. It is no good. Second free throw. Up, and it is good. So Mountain Home and Flippin have traded free throws here in this first 30 seconds of this second quarter. As Robin's going to come up and get the steal on the right side. Take it to the lane. It's going to be up and two. Robin with the steal, turning defense to offense as he takes the ball, gets the steal, and drives in for the lane for two. 49-45, four-point game with 7:15 left in the final quarter. Now it's Flippin's guards applying pressure to Mountain Home. As Podwowski's going to get on the right wing, and he is going to answer with a three.
That's a big-time shot right there.
One that I'm kind of like, do we want that shot? And when it goes in, you're like, yes, we do.
When it was in the air, I'm not so sure.
That's right. Flippin back quickly as they get the shot off. It is no good. Rhett Gilbert's battling for the rebound. Robbins is going to come in trying to get the rebound, knock Rhett over. They're going to get a foul on Ryland Robbins. It's going to be his first of the game, team's first of this second of this second quarter.
Flippin's trying to apply more pressure out on the perimeter. There's going to be a big opportunity to actually take it to the rim for Mountain Home right now.
As we just see. Like that.
Look at this guy.
I've been
doing this for years.
Who says you're a rookie as Blaine Tate takes it to the hole after that outside pressure, gets the ball to the middle. He takes it in for two, and Blaine's having himself a game.
He is.
54-45, Mountain Home has extended the lead to nine. Flippin going to pass. Robbins, left wing, three. Rolls around. No good. Hodges gets the rebound, but Blaine Tate takes it from him. Tate back quickly. He's going to drive the lane. Euro step. They're going to call him for a wall.
Wow.
Fulcher is getting on his senior point guard right now saying, that's not what we need. Pull it back a little bit. tried to draw the foul. He said kick it out, but no harm as they get it to Thompson. Inside Thompson, fade away. No good. Hodge pulls away the rebound. Four flipping, offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Wire. Wire shot, no good. Court going to pull the rebound. It's going to be fought for as Robinson, Ryder to the ground. First to the ground, wins it as Tyler or Ryder gets it. Rhett Gilbert on the other end, pull up three. No good. Wire with the rebound. Wire coming and forcing the issue. Now he's going to back it up and set up the offense. Nice step in three. Rhett was going for the dagger with 5:38 left in this fourth quarter. And Coach Robbins is going to take a timeout. Coach Robbins is going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with him. Mountain Home leading 54-45. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
Back here in this third place game of the Billy Ply Classic here in tournament in Flippin, Arkansas. Mountain Home with a 54-45 lead, 5:37 left in this game. Been a fun game, hadn't it, Matt?
Oh, that last 30 seconds, I couldn't keep up.
Flippin set to inbounds as they call timeout. They do have 18 on the shot clock here. As Thompson going to throw it out top. Blaine Tate is all over, and he's going to come away with the steal. He's going to get bodied the whole way down. He's going to go up and under. It's going to be no good. Ethan Rose is going to fight for the rebound. It's going to be no good as Coach Fultz is asking for, how can I get a foul called for you? He just rode him. Put a saddle on him.
With a defensive play like that, you got to reward the kid.
Yeah, right? I agree. Agree with that. Flipping set to inbound it after no call, though. They're going to bring it into the timeline as the clock is drops under 5:20 left in this game. Mountain Home leading by 9. Flippin looks like they're just going to throw it away.
Yep.
Looked like Wire tried to throw it to Glenn. It went right through his hands, out of bounds. It's going to be another turnover for Flippin. How many is that? That seems to be quite a few.
That is 8 this half.
8 this half.
Yeah. And Mountain Home has 3.
Mountain Home winning the turnover battle for sure as Rosa gets it up top to Gilbert. Flipping, extending out this little 1-2-2 zone, maybe 1-3-1, kind of. It's kind of transition between the two. It is a zone of some sort. Hudson Lindsay to the top of the
back end.
It is trying to get the back door pass, and this is going to be thrown away as Thompson's trying to hit McLean on the back door.
It was a good look. It was open.
A little high. Yep. Mount Home still leading 54-45, 4:50 left in this game. Winner this takes third place in the Billy Ply tournament. Wire. Lindsay up top. Lindsay to Glenn. She's kind of working as Mountain Home is in this matchup zone. Got Podwowski out as Ethan Rosa is in kind of guard heavy lineup for Mountain Home. But it's going to get swing to Hudson Lindsay on the right wing. He's going to put it up. It is going to be good. Big shot for Flippin as they are going to cut this lead 54-48.
Flippin did a really good job of working the ball around, being patient, got a good look, and made the shot.
Mountain Home with 20 to shoot as Tate has it in the right corner. Kick it up top to Corp. Corp going to stick in a three, and he answers. That's how you answer a big shot. You hit it yourself. Jackson Corp with a phenomenal start to this year, and he continues today with another big three. Robbins comes into the front court. Wire to Lindsay. Lindsay cross court to Glenn. He tries to get it down low to Hodges. Hodges finally kicks it out as he gets double teamed. The shot is going to be up by Wire. It is going to be no good. Mountain Home comes away with it. Gilbert quickly to Rosa. Rosa to Blaine Tate. Blaine back to Rosa. It is going to be up no good as Ryder's fighting for the rebound. Comes away for Flippin. And Ryder's going to foul Hodges as he tries to get the outlet pass. Mountain Home missed on the opportunity right there.
Yeah, that good help defense down on this end. Transition was good. It was fast.
Never hit the floor. That's we never exactly dribbled. Right. Pass. Just got to finish that.
Looked like Gene Hackman told them that they need to pass 5 times before they shoot.
That's right. Hoosiers? The Hoosiers?
Yeah, I'm the Hoosiers.
I'll take it back.
I like it.
Rhett Gilbert tries to draw the offensive foul. They're trying to get the flop warning as Wire brings it into the front court. 19 on the shot clock for Flippin. Mountain home, 57-48 lead. 3 minutes left in this game. So pass is going to go down low. Hodges is going to try to get the ball.
Where?
They're going to get Tyler Podwaski, who checked in for Ether Rosa during that last dead ball. They're going to get him with a foul. Much to this may have Deacon, who's sitting beside me over here. Mountain Home's third of the quarter. Podwaski second. Robbins comes off the screen. Three. Good. Rylan Robbins with his fifth point of this fourth quarter. 57-51. Mountain Home leading. 2:45 left in this game. Flipping, extending the zone as Tate is going to have the ball knocked away. We'll see who they're going to call. They are going to call Blaine Tate. They're going to get the call on Blaine Tate as he got the ball knocked away. That's his third. Team's fourth. One more foul, and Flipping will be going to the line. Mount Home leading by six, 57-51, 2:40 left in this game. Now I'm going to a man-to-man now. Wire brings it across half court. Glenn. Wire and Robbins kind of playing three-man weave up top. Flipping, it feels like they need to go in a hurry, but they seem to be content taking their time as Wire tries to drop to the middle on Podwaski. Good backside help by Gilbert as it's going to get to Robbins. Robbins steps into a three. It's good. Robbins cuts this lead to three, 57-54. Flipping crowd, home Flipping crowd getting into it. There's a chance of defense go in the background. Ryder, cross-court pass, Blaine Tate. Blaine's going to step into a three. No good. Jackson Corp with a great rebound, and he's going to be pushed from behind.
That's a good, timely offensive rebound right there.
Like the shot by Blaine Tate, just a little short as they are going to get Wire. That's going to be his third. Team's third of this fourth quarter. Mount Home set to inbound it underneath the basket. It's going to be a nice little inbounds as Podwaski comes around. Blade Tate with a great pass to Tyler Podwaski for two.
You think Coach Fulcher said, listen, boys, we're going to run this right?
That's right.
He's happy right now.
Yeah, it was perfect. Swire brings it across the timeline. Mountain Home leading 59-54 in need of a stop. Robbins drives lane, 12-footer, pull up, good. That guy is hot right now, and Flippin calls a timeout. Flippin's going to call a timeout. 59-56, we got a good one. 1:27 left. Come back, and let's finish this thing up. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we are back here in Flippin, this third place game, which has proved to be a really good game. Flippin has cut the lead to three on Mountain Home. Mountain Home has a 59-56 lead with 1:27. Mountain Home's ball inbounding after Rylan Robbins hit.
I'd like to see Mountain Home stay aggressive here on the transition. We've proven all game that Flippin can't slow us down. That's how we've gotten a lot of our points. So,
as Mountain Home's going to bring it across the timeline. 1:18 left in the game. Feels like a score here put us at two possessions, which would be huge for Mountain Home. Mountain Home looks content, though, to run some clock. They're going to be content as the shot clock's down to 12. Tate has it. Kicks it. Rhett Gilbert, three. Top of the key. Rolls around. No good. Robbins with the rebound. flipping out of there with it as Glenn gets it back to Wire. Under a minute, Mountain Home up by three. Wire takes it to the hole. Ooh, steps, should have been a walk in the outside, not called. They are going to call it now. Tucker Thompson got away with a walk on the right wing, drove to the middle, lost his footing, drug that pivot foot, got the call back. 44 seconds left, 35 on the shot clock. Mountain Home's going to be forced to shoot the ball. They are up three, though. Mountain Home kind of playing keep away in the back as Podwowski's going to get to Blaine Tate. Blaine Tate out to Ryder. Ryder thinks better of the 15-footer. Cross court, Jackson Court. Mountain Home looks to hold. They've had several open shots here, but you can tell they're running clock. As Flippin is extending their pressure out all the way to the half-court line. Court, bounce pass, Ryder McLean going to get blocked from behind. Rylan Robbins going to throw his hands up in disagreement. What a great pass by Corp. Great backdoor cut by Ryder McLean's as the foul's going to be on Rylan Robbins. His second, team's fourth. Going to send Ryder McLean to the free throw line to shoot two.
We'll see if we can't make one of these free throws.
Maybe one of two is last time.
Yeah, that's right.
One free throw gives it a two-possession game with 20 seconds left. Ryder's first one up, pure.
There we go.
You saw it when it left his hands. First one up and pure. Mountain Home now with a four-point lead. The second one is huge, though, because it makes it to where a foul and a three doesn't beat you. Or tie you, I guess. Ryder's second free throw. Pure.
Yep.
Both free throws good. Huge shots by Ryder McLean is flipping inbounds at 17 seconds left on the clock. Wire looking to go quickly. Feeds Robbins. Robbins going to pull up right wing. Bank shot is going to be good. It's going to be a bank shot three for Robbins right in front of the bench. And we are going to call timeout. Flippin's going to call timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Bombers Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Now, homeboys are saying we're not going to take it as they come back into this.
What a great transition, Brad. Listen, I'm not sure how good you are at calling these games, but your music choices.
It's pretty good.
Really good.
This is Tobias. I got to give it to Tobias.
Okay.
He's got all
good
these
job, Tobias.
Here, so.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
So let's hit this game. Mountain Home with a 61-59 lead. They will inbound the ball on their baseline after Rylan Robbins hits the bank in three. Right in front to cut this five-point lead to two. 9.6 seconds left. Flippin's going to be looking to foul. It's going to send Mountain Home to the line. Flippin has 14 fouls, so any foul that goes out will send Mountain Home to the line to shoot two.
I think there might be an opportunity here to get the ball in quick and get it down court before they can foul.
Take a two, take a layup?
Yep.
I like it. Flippin going to come out in a man-to-man press. Nobody deep, though.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting. They're going to put somebody on the ball. Blaine Tate can move on the baseline. Boy, he had Podwowski long if he wanted. He just didn't take it. Ball's going to go into Rhett Gilbert. Rhett's going to be fouled immediately, Rylan Robbins. He did have Podwowski long on the kick out. It's going to send Rhett Gilbert to the free throw line. He is scoreless here in the second half. Only 4 points on the game, but, boy, two free throws here would go a long way to helping Mountain Home ice this victory.
Rhett's a good clutch player. I expect him to make these.
I like it. Good. 8.1 seconds, Mountain Home up 61-59. Gilbert at the free throw line. First free throw is up and it's short. It is up, it is short. First free throw is short. The second one would give Mountain Home a 3-point lead. 8.1 seconds left. Got to find 32. Got to know where Robbins is right now. Blaine Tate's already on him on this far end of the court. He's been the go-to in this fourth quarter. Gilbert's second free throw rolls around, drops in.
All right.
Three-point game. Mountain Home just needs to stop. Flipping inbounds it. Wire drives right side. Tries to get it to Robbins. Robbins is going to get a – they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Blaine Tate with 1.8 seconds left. It is going to send Rylan Robbins to the line. Flipping is up down three. It's not a terrible foul right there by Blaine Tate.
No, I liked it. He was trying to deny the ball because they knew that's where Flippin would be going to that kid. He's had a great game. He's been playing clutch. And
so this first one, Robbins has to make this first one. Then he will have to miss the second one. 1.8 seconds left. First one's up. It is no good. It is no good. So now he's got to try to miss it. We got to kick it out. Flippin has to try to get a three. Mountain Home just has to do what they got to do. And they've got to try and just get a rebound on this. 1.8 seconds. This has to be missed by Robbins. Second free throw. It's going to go up. It's going to be banked in. He tried to miss it and banked it in. Mountain Home's going to inbound it, and that's what they're going to call a foul with 0.3 seconds left. Sending Gilbert to the line. Gilbert's going to go to the line to shoot two more. Foul's going to be on Christian Wire. 0.3 seconds left. Mountain Home up 62-60. Got to feel good about Mountain Home being able to pull this one out here, Matt.
Yeah, you know, starting the third quarter with that lull, I worried a little bit about how things were going to go, but they stepped up their defense, and that's going to be the difference in this whole game.
Yep.
I mean, they led the turnover battle. I don't know how many, like I said, I don't know how many steals that Tate had, but
a lot.
Yeah. He played really good.
First free throw by Gilbert's up. It is good. Second free throw short. Flippin's going to rebound it, and that is going to be the end of the game. Flippin's going to rebound it. That is going to be the end of the game. Mountain Home going to seal this game away. 63-60. Great win for the Bombers in this third-place game of the Billy Ply Invitational. Matt, good win.
This is a great win.
We are going to take a short break. We will be back with the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Is your health in the hands of true experts? At Baxter Health, their nationally recognized vascular surgeons, Dr. Heath Broussard, Dr. Kent Noctegal, and Dr. Nestor Arita, are leading the way in cutting-edge vascular and endovascular surgery. Their team is dedicated to providing high-quality, compassionate care, specializing in the latest endovascular techniques to treat complex blood vessel conditions. Ask your primary care for a referral to the Baxter Health Heart and Vascular Clinic, or call 870-508-3200 to schedule your appointment. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert